Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Time for the morning show here on a Friday edition of the show. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcoming to the morning show, one of our newest team members around here, sales representative, Aaliyah.
Hello.
Hey, Aaliyah. Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time. Thank you all for joining us, the best listeners in radio with us. You know it's going to be a good Friday. We got great stuff lined up for you, everybody. Coming up, we're getting into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, celebrating Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We will take a short break, get into our news, sports, entertainment, take care of our partners. We'll come right back and play Star of the Day with you with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Got one of... Well, I don't know. We can put this to the audience, and I'll ask you two as well.
All right.
If it's the most popular theme song of all time.
Whoa.
So I feel like we're going to give away some free Culvers
today.
That's
a bold statement.
That is a
bold statement. Wow.
It may be. It actually came up the other day behind the scenes during when we were getting ready to go out for, not we, but you guys were getting ready to go out on Golden Pond. I'm as bad with this play as we are with sports teams. When we say we, though we don't have anything to
really
actually
have anything
do
with
the
to do
team
with them,
or anything like that.
You're that's in our hearts at all times.
I appreciate that.
We're on this team.
Nice.
We will get into that. We've also got some other fun topics for you coming up today, everybody. Merriam-Webster Dictionary added more than 5,000 terms. Ooh. We're going to go over them, see if...
All 5,000? Wow.
Every single one.
Watch the clock.
We got to go through them segment? Fast. Real quick. We got that coming up for you. At the top of the 10 o'clock hour, getting some entertainment news. Got a couple of interesting stories here. What Leonardo DiCaprio's name almost was. And what's new on your small screen, your big screen, and your local theater stage. Nudge.
Mm-hmm.
All that coming up. And let me see here. Where was the one I wanted? Oh, yeah. The top just for kids things. Like trick-or-treating or Legos or those kind of things. We're going to get into that a little bit. Someone polled a bunch of Americans and asking what are things that are just for kids but adults like too.
And
we're going to see that list.
Mean that they're not just for kids?
Huh?
A conundrum here.
We're going to solve some
stuff today, I think.
All that coming up, and we're going to dive right into this opening topic here. The new iPhone debuts next. Has already debuted, but here there's the only phone your kid cares about. It's the only one, except maybe this. A new kid-friendly Wi-Fi phone called Tin Can is all over social media. The target market is nostalgic parents who don't want their kid to have a real phone yet. No texting or apps. It's like an old school landline with a cord and works over Wi-Fi. Only approved people can call it, and you are control ongoing calls, outgoing calls as well.
All right. Okay.
The name is a nod to those old tin can phones, of course, that you'd make with a sling. The handset is even curved like a can and with little ridges on it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's basically for 10-year-olds who want a phone but aren't old enough yet.
Huh.
And if you grew up in the 80s or 90s, it's full of nostalgic grab. Pre-sales actually started a few months ago, with the first shipments going out next month. They're on sale now for $75, and new orders ship early in December, just in time for Christmas.
Right.
The as they're calling it, the lame part is it's not a one-and-done $75. There is a free plan that lets you call other tin cans, but if your kid wants to call grandma's cell or dial 911, you need the, quote, party line plan for $10 a month.
Of course.
So it's almost another streaming service that you're paying for.
Yeah, right.
I want to...
More phone bills.
I'm pulling up the image of it now.
Oh, that is very old school. My goodness.
It looks like the one we have on the set of On Golden Pod.
Yeah, right.
It really does.
It comes in white and pink.
It's the one you'd usually find on a wall somewhere, right? The curved one, I think people, if they just get in your mind's eye, you know. And the cord on that one, way too short. Way too, I mean, I remember my grandparents had like a way longer cord than that. I mean, geez.
It's not fun unless you can like tangle yourself
go into like different rooms with it, right?
You have to be able to almost strangle a sibling.
with they walk in, all of a sudden you're...
Not on purpose, of course.
And you're a thud. Hey!
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. Do you think that, Aaliyah, do you think that this is something that could, you know, catch on with younger people? You guys, my kids are in their mid to late 20s and stuff. I don't know as much about that part of things as you might.
I felt like I might be targeted on this one.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I do have so many children. And I've got three that probably fall into the key demographic right now. My youngest daughter is 11, and then I've got an 11-year-old stepson and a 9-year-old stepson. They have technology that is more advanced than what I have. So I think if I came to them and said, hey, kid, want this tin can? They'd probably look at me and be like, no, mom, you are insane.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if it could be a good way, though, because one thing that I think about with just in general with kids, and this is for every generation there has ever been, how you walk that line of, okay, I want to protect them, I want them to be young as long as possible, but I also need to prepare them for the real world. Phones aren't going anywhere.
Right.
You know, it's not as if kids are getting them younger and younger. Maybe this is a little bit the training wheels of a phone before really getting an actual phone.
When I first saw this article, though, the thing that triggered in my mind is this is about as nostalgic as like our generation going back to vinyl. Yeah. Or even my older kids. I've got a 19-year-old who is all about CDs. And I'm like, we don't even own a CD player. Why?
That's
well,
awesome.
I just like having analog stuff. And I'm like, okay.
which is, well, sort of. It's still digital. I mean,
well,
CDs are digital.
Yes. But it feels analog in comparison to streaming.
It's physical, right? You get the physical thing kind of. But my 11-year-old, he would be like, what, you can only make phone calls on it? That's not why I want a phone, dude.
Right.
I want a text. I want to be able to go on, you know, games and stuff like that. That's what he's looking forward to.
I can just imagine them going on this and like, how do I access Roblox? You can't.
Why is this not working? I keep hitting 9.
Is this also a product, and I think we're seeing more of these things too. Is it more, you know, we're saying it's for all the reasons we've been talking about here and everything, but it's also to give like adults a little bit of peace of mind, like the idea of maybe doing it. Like if they're not going to use it, obviously that goes out the window.
Right.
But the idea of, well, I can control this a little bit more as far as outgoing and going calls and the fear of that right now.
Right. And that's got to have to be part of it. Controlling who they can talk to kind of thing. But again, I'm just like, not a lot of kids talk on the phone anymore. And I don't know if this is a way to like get them to like call people. You
yeah,
know?
This is true. Like my kids, I think if my kids didn't have to talk to me, they would solely just text me. And you're not going to be able to do that on this. And,
nope.
And that's how most kids are communicating these days.
Right, yeah.
It also, and I think that we're not maybe seeing maybe the greatest value this could have, the punishment value this could have.
Oh, yeah.
Of not getting those grades or not doing your homework or something. And I'm taking your cell phone.
I'm taking your tin can away.
Yeah, that you get the tin can, not the cell phone. You know?
Here's an actual tin can phone. Now you can talk to someone across the street.
Honestly, right? I would just hand my kid a can of peas and be like, go knock yourself out. Have fun. Oh,
and like I can't hear anything. What's
I like that
on?
Even better. You got to make the tin can. You got to work for it. Get in there. Finish those peas.
Did you guys ever actually do the tin can phone?
Yeah.
When you were kids? I did it. I remember doing a couple times.
I was
times.
Not technologically advanced enough.
The string in the can just too much, man. I just can't handle it.
I'm not a crafter.
I don't remember how it went. I don't remember. I know my sister and I did this, and it was mainly just my Nan and Papa giving us something to do. We were just driving crazy. And so here's a couple of cans. Put some string in it and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I don't remember.
You can talk to each other with it. Yeah, really.
I kind of like that part of this, too. And I admit wholeheartedly that it's just nostalgia right into my veins. I admit that. But the idea that even kids learning what tin cans were and stuff, and like, oh, not what they were like in this regard. They
hopefully
know what a tin can is. We haven't advanced that much.
No,
we got rid of tin.
No.
There's no more aluminum.
What's this
aluminum?
What is this can you speak of? I do not understand.
What is this substance aluminum? I've never heard of. We haven't got that far yet. But you can find the complete article at businessinsider.com. I'm really curious to hear from the audience if they think that them or their kids would be into this. I think there might be some value to it. I don't know how far much there could be. We'll have to wait and see what the market says. But
yeah,
there could be a little value in that.
I see a lot of parents buying it for the nostalgia of the shape, of the design of it. I don't know about the kids. I don't know if they're going to be willing to do it. Maybe. We'll see. We'll
see what happens. They're targeting us.
It is. For the people that are spending money, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got it.
Well, we go to our old stomping grounds, actually. Police were summoned to an Illinois high school where a pig that apparently escaped from a child's birthday party decided to pay a visit to campus. Evanston Township High School said on social media that its safety department received multiple calls about a fugitive pig seeking refuge at the home of the Wildcats. Evanston Police Department was contacted, and officers Daniel Pack and Jacqueline Roden were called to pursue the porcelain predator. The pig was successfully corralled after a short and slippery pursuit.
Oh, I'm sure.
On social media, and as you can imagine, there are some fantastic pictures to go along with this one. I don't know. I don't know pigs that well. But that is not what I expected. It's just a little guy.
Yeah, that's that's got to make it even harder, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
You got those little ones, because they can, if you've ever seen a pig, like, running, trying, like, scared and running away, they can turn on a dime like a halfback, man. They should be playing football, yeah, right? You know? They can,
yes.
It's amazing.
Did you say it was a pet pig, or did this come from a farm?
I think they said.
Is it from a birthday party?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 you did.
It was a birthday party, so it must have been, maybe it was a
why pet pig. Why is there a pig at a party?
I don't
know. Petting zoo?
It must be. Oh, that's got to be it.
Well, no, because Evanston, my best friend, went to Northwestern. That is very, very, like, urban.
Yes,
so a pig running around the streets of Evanston.
Seems
where,
weird.
Yeah, that's just...
It's very noticeable, yeah. Right?
My mom was going to go to Northwestern, and talks about it all the time over that area. I don't remember anything farm-like.
No, not at
up.
All.
I don't, anything no. even close.
Plenty of farmland in Illinois, not in Evanston.
Not in Evanston. No.
That pig traveled far. just a funny little guy. There's also, I feel like, and I cannot prove this, and I do, I think we do this as a society too much with animals. We put human thoughts in their brains right. when they don't think the way we do. But I it's hard for me not to believe that this pig doesn't know how silly we look trying to grab it. I don't care if you are the coolest person on the planet. I don't care if it's Timothy Chalamet. You're going to look like a fool trying to pick up a pig and trying to grab an animal. Nobody looks like, and they got to know, right?
They secretly enjoy it, yeah.
Like, it's got to be part of the reason for the run.
They don't admit it to themselves, but they're very, you know, they're very enjoying
it. As soon as they get back to the pen, you know, and they're talking to the other pigs, you know they're bragging about it. You know, man, I outran this one guy, and he looked good. He looked fast. I juked him.
Wasn't the sequel to Babe, Pig in the City?
Yeah, that's right.
I am. Yeah, you know what?
Maybe it saw the movie.
I know. Like, he's living out his wildest dreams.
Where's James Cromwell?
I don't know. What's about him? Oh, God. Great actor. Incredibly tall actor. James Cromwell.
He is very tall.
Was incredibly tall. We are going to take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. But before we do, you know what we got to do. The Go for the Green of Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest going on locally thanks to our friends at Rabbits Transmission. This is your daily chance to win gold jewelry, $200 cash. You win one of those and you get in the running for those Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and I can just live vicariously through you on that one.
Yeah, we're not going to that game.
It looks like a great game, though. It's going to be a prime time game, and you could go, everybody, just by texting us the keyword SEAT. SEAT. Text it to us right now through that Civic Media app. All of our phones will start blowing up, and what we blow up with is pride, because we are so thankful and proud of our community, of our area, representing so well, helping us get some bragging rights with some of the other radio stations in the Civic Media family.
So get off your seat.
Yeah.
Although, actually, you don't need to, because you're just texting it in. So
unless you were sitting sit down. On your phone.
That's true. Then you have to get up and get it out, right?
Yeah. I've never understood how anybody puts anything in their back pocket. I can't.
Oh, I do it all the time.
I have no gluteus maximus. I have nothing back there. But for me, it doesn't work. I can't do it.
Just as long as you remember it's there.
Texting us on one of those tin can phones.
Yeah, right.
Why is this not working? I don't understand.
Pull out that Civic Media app. Text us the keyword SEAT, everybody. And a good luck to every single one of you out there. I appreciate everybody not only downloading the app, but playing along in this game.
It's awesome.
Thank you to all of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get in the running for this SEAT. And then be listening at the top of 11, 1, 2, or 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours for another keyword to text us through that Civic Media app. We'll get this word out there a bunch. Throughout the hour. SEAT, text it to us right now, SEAT. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you, talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. And of course, on a Friday, we're going to celebrate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday birthdays, all thanks to our friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great one from all of us. Got some great specials going on. And don't forget, everybody, got that getting more and more famous Friday fish fry going on over there tonight. Check that out.
It's one of the top ones in the area. I know that.
Yeah, check that out, everybody. And, of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Email us info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
715-424-2600. Wish someone a happy birthday live on the air, or get us other birthdays. Whatever you got, we want to hear from you.
We look forward to hanging out with you, everybody.
But, or use the text line with for something other than contests.
Hit us up.
You got it open anyway.
Smoke signals. Yeah. Morse code. Whatever you got to do.
Semaphore flags. Those don't work really good on radio, though.
Not as much. No. Not as much. We can work. We'll make it work. For our audience, we'll make it work. Aaliyah, I need you to give me a 1 through 3.
Ooh. I'm going to go with a 3.
All right. Good choice. There we go. They're all good choices. I don't know what I meant by that. Like, there was a bad... I suppose if you'd said a color, that'd have been
Then it would have been weird. Yeah.
Purple.
Nice. Set the 1 through 3.
2.
All right. That gives us that. And Aaliyah, another 1 through 3.
One.
All right. Gives us that one.
She panicked. I just picked one.
To be fair, she might think that there's a catch. She might think right? that they, like,
what are you doing?
I've been directing her for 3 months and everything. You know, it's understandable. It's understandable.
What's my motivation? Right. Yeah.
We dive right in, and first up, we want to wish Civic Media's own Kurt Vollman a happy birthday. Afternoon Music on-air host at WRJN. Shout out to Kurt.
Happy birthday, Kurt.
Enjoy your day, man. Hope it's a good one for you. Then we want to wish a very happy birthday to Carrie Corin.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Enjoy the day, Carrie. Hope it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy birthday to Sandy Klingforth.
Sandy, happy birthday.
Wishing you a good day, Sandy. And not the Sandy that qualified, though. Sandy Sanger is our qualifier today. Two Sandys right there.
Oh, congratulations, the other Sandy.
Back-to-back Sandy.
That's really good. I like that.
Enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you, Sandy Sanger. And you're our qualifier for Friday, this 26th. Taking a look at September 27th, tomorrow. Cannot qualify. Although I wonder if she could. I wonder what the technicality on this. What is my ex-wife? Willow is celebrating her birthday tomorrow, and I don't know if she would have been able to qualify or not, but I kind of just took it out of the...
I would probably say no.
I would think she couldn't. You know. But either way, just shout out to her. Two of the three greatest things that I'll ever do in my life happened with Willow, and certainly appreciate her. Her and I, obviously, we didn't get along for a long time there. It's been very cool in the last, I'd say, 5-6 years for her and I to be friends again, which makes it so much better for our kids. It's been really something, and I bring it up in part because we need more of that, but also because I'm just as blown away as she is. I don't think either one of us saw this happening, that we'd be friends, but great. It's really good, and I wish her a great birthday. She's amazing. Enjoy your day, Willow. And taking a look at the local birthdays, Carrie Fuller is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Carrie.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
We wish a happy birthday to Cheryl Fate. Fight.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Katie Johnson.
Katie, congratulations and happy birthday to you.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one for you. And September 28th, Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to Tony Crateau.
Oh.
How would you say that on the top name there Monalia. On Sunday?
Ooh, that looks...
Let me see. Crateau. Yeah. I'm not sure where the emphasis goes, but yes.
Tony, feel free to call and correct
Tony,
us.
Yell at us.
Yeah. and know that you can say mail off all you want.
Right.
You can mess that one up all you want.
I had a classmate with a Crateau is how we said it, but I don't think it was spelled the same way. It was similar, though. Yeah. It's French. I know that.
Wishing you a good one, no matter how it's said.
However it's pronounced.
Happy birthday to Joel Jensen. Oh, happy birthday, Joel.
Happy birthday, Joel.
And our qualifier on Sunday, Shirley Plowman Wagner.
Happy birthday, Shirley.
Enjoy your day, Shirley. Hope it's a great one for you. We wish all of you great birthdays and anniversaries. Big time appreciation to everybody that got us these names and anniversaries. We really appreciate you doing
that. Real quick aside here. So for the school play that they're doing, it's a spoof. So the director actually showed the kids clips from spoof movies, including Airplane. So now my oldest is going around saying, "Don't call me Shirley."
It's that's so great.
Of course.
That's so great. Oh, I love that continues. We take a look at who they share their birthdays and anniversaries with, our list for today. I think I can make an argument for the greatest athlete at what they did, maybe ever. Serena Williams is 44.
Wow. 44.
I think we've gotten to see some really amazing athletes in our time and at their prime. And I would say that whether it was Michael Jordan or Walter Payton or some of the people that I've
Tiger
seen.
Tiger Woods or, yeah.
Yeah, Tiger was the next name I was thinking of, too, that were so incredible at what they did. Mm-hmm. They stood out. Even if you know nothing about the sport, you see that individual and they're like, oh, they're different. Mm-hmm. They stand out or something. Yeah. Serena was that to me in all of tennis, men's, women's, it doesn't matter. I've watched tennis my whole life and I've never seen an athlete so dominant as Serena Williams when she got to her prime. And not just that, but the physical stature of her was just so impressive to me. The way she took care of her body and was able to do what she was able to the point where having birth and then coming back and winning a major.
I mean, like, that's amazing.
An incredible athlete, incredible human being. And great dancer, too. She's a good dancer.
I guess I missed that part.
She's dancing at the Super Bowl at the Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl. She showed up. That was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
It was
great.
And Brian Ferry of Roxy Music is 80 today.
Oh, my gosh. Love is the drug for him.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Brian Ferry was a producer a bit too, wasn't he? Didn't he do some produce? I thought he did something else.
Oh, that's Brian Eno. That's what they have. But he was also a part of Roxy Music. They were both in Roxy Music together. The two Brians. Yeah,
I definitely know the difference. I shouldn't have done that. Sorry, Mr. Eno. And as people no longer with us would have been celebrating a birthday today, Olivia Newton-John would have been 77, born in 1948. Yes. Let's get physical. She is something.
Xanadu. Something. Come on, man. Xanadu.
Xanadu is the reference to make. You're right. You're 100. We could have said Greece.
Come on, guys.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
I don't truck with Greece. So. Yeah.
But that needed to be said.
Yeah. So she can do that.
I feel some neighbor wars coming on.
Nice. We take a look at Saturday birthdays and Wednesday Addams herself. Jenny Ortega is 23 tomorrow. God, she's only
23.
She's a baby.
She is.
Oh my! I didn't realize she was that young.
Wow. Yeah.
It makes sense, but wow!
And she looks crazy. I know she looks younger than she is as well, and that's one of the reasons it works for playing Wednesday. I know it's an older Wednesday, but still. Man, she's still so young.
One of the better and more harder working up and coming actors. She's been working hard. She was in the recent Beetlejuice movie as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Scream 6, I think. And she's been in a couple of other things. But
I do see a pattern. One.
Yeah.
Kind of movie she's in.
My mom and dad loved that show. Wednesday. They were up until like midnight last night watching because I get yelled at now. So it used to be if I didn't keep my dad and my papa up to date on sports news, I get yelled at. Now it's Jimmy, you didn't tell me that the other season of Wednesday came out. He was seriously like he wasn't mad, but he was a little like
he was annoyed by it. It's like, why didn't you tell us, man?
So they're binging it until like teenagers. They're up until like midnight binging the show.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Avril Lavigne is 41 tomorrow.
Oh, God, I feel old. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That one did it. That made me feel very... There's usually one birthday, Aaliyah, that makes us feel very old.
Yeah. I have complicated feelings about that.
Nice. Nicely done.
I don't think you're the only one.
Well done. I think Lord Michaels is with you on that. Another blast from the 90s. Stephen Jenkins is 61, lead singer of Third Eye Blind.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's the second mention of Third Eye Blind today.
Gosh. Mark Maron is 62 tomorrow. Great podcaster, great talker, very, very good actor, fantastic comedian.
Right.
Fantastic comedian.
I was kind of surprised he's retiring his podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do now, but
Randy Bachman is 82. He is definitely still taking care of business at 82. Definitely. He guest spotted on The Simpsons.
I know exactly where you were going with this.
Yeah, however, that is one of my favorite misheard lyrics. Taking care of business, I always sing baking carrot biscuits.
Nice.
I cannot hear that 100% song
better.
Without saying that.
I think that's all I'll hear now.
You are welcome. That is my gift to you.
Thank you. people no longer with us would have been celebrating birthdays tomorrow. Meatloaf, born in 1947.
Meatloaf a day.
I saw him in concert.
Marvin, you did?
Ooh. Oh, I did. It was glorious. Mm-hmm. Yes. Not so much for him. He was at the end of it was yeah, 20, sure. It was 2015 and he did not have the chops anymore, but just being in a room with Meatloaf, like I can die saying I was in a room with Meatloaf. So
you gotta, I mean, when you sit back and look at what he accomplished in his career, I don't think that it I don't know how if it happens nowadays, if he comes out and he has the multiple hits over multiple decades,
right?
The acting career that he had,
yeah,
a very strong actor. I know that everybody points to Rocky Horror Picture Show and I understand why, but his work in Fight Club mm-hmm. really impressed me.
Yeah.
Like, he really impressed me in that movie.
Yeah.
Totally forget about him being the bus driver in Spice World. Dude, come on. Seriously.
I never saw Spice World.
I got to say, the more I learn about Aaliyah's musical taste, the more I am baffled. I'm just going to say that.
It's gonna be
I'm
fun.
Like, what?
It's
gonna
be fun. I'm a that Renaissance make, person.
I guess. Wow.
And one of the greatest voices any of us will ever hear, Don Cornelius, born in tomorrow, 1936. Creator and host of Soul Train for so very
Soul
long.
Soul Train. Thank you very much, Larissa.
Oh, my God, his voice. One of the oldest memories I have is Soul Train. And man, I love that show. And we wrap up with Sunday birthdays. Hilary Duff is 38. St. Vincent is 43, Grammy winner, one of the better guitar players.
Love St. Vincent.
She's so good.
She is good.
She is something. Naomi Watts, 57.
Great actor.
She's in the Divergent movies. She was in King Kong remake and The Ring, of course.
600 movies. Yeah, I mean, she's been in a lot.
The great Mira Sorvino, 58, Paul Sorvino's daughter. Mm-hmm. Won an Oscar for Mighty Aphrodite, I believe.
Yes, she did.
She was on an episode of House or something, too, that she got nominated for something as well.
Wow.
And recently Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, was
in,
she?
She was? In recent seasons. Not right now, but
right.
And she held her own.
Very well. That's cool. Yeah. There you go.
The great Janine Garofalo is 61, stand-up comedian that many of us grew up on.
90s icon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her and the Ben Stiller. She was one of the from the Ben Stiller show, if I remember.
Yeah,
one of the
was.
The many fantastic the alum from that
cast.
Show. Yeah.
The perfect sketch mm-hmm. comedy cast of the Ben Stiller show.
Yep.
How that show did not last 30 seasons. You know, other than, well, Ben was going on to do movies.
Do other things. Yeah.
So yeah, it wasn't going to last. But I always feel like she was one of those. There's a number of people like this. Sandra Bernhardt. There's a couple of comedians that were big in the 90s, specifically female, and that's mm-hmm. not coincidentally female comedians, that they didn't know what to do with.
No.
So darn talented.
Well, she might have been ahead of her time.
I think that's part
think
of it.
So.
Yeah.
They could not put her in the box they wanted to, and
yeah.
so they just didn't really use her as right. much as they should have. Because she's great, and I know for a fact she was trying to get acting gigs and trying to get
she
out
did
there.
Some. She got some pretty darn good roles. Unfortunately, nothing, you're right, but no one ever did anything with it. Copland.
Yeah.
She was really good in that
so good,
one.
Man.
Yeah.
Truth about Cats and Dogs.
Oh, nice.
I never saw
nice.
That one.
Oh, do yourself a favor.
As a big...
I don't know. I question your taste now. I don't know.
As a big Sylvester Stallone fan and everything, I will... And somebody who respects him a lot, loves his work, Copland is by far and away his acting...
Like, the best thing he ever
the
did.
The greatest yeah. acting he's yeah. ever done.
100%.
You got to watch that movie if you haven't.
I don't
everybody.
Think I've seen that one. So I will watch Copland. If you will watch The Truth About Cats and Dogs.
Oh,
and then we will nice. Compare notes.
Well, I know if Jeannie Garofalo's in it, it'll be fine. Yes.
I
have you watched
that.
It yet? Knock on the window.
Have you watched it yet?
That's going to be a segment right there. I'm telling you both.
People no longer with us would have been celebrating birthdays on Sunday. A couple of legends. Ed Sullivan, born in 1901, of course, the creator and of the not only Ed Sullivan show, but one of the more important like late night shows there's ever been.
I'm telling you, he broke more acts, big acts than, I mean,
Elvis, the Beatles.
I mean just, those are just two of them, but yeah, 100, wow.
We got a really good show, really
and
good
And then
show.
He put on these wild old vaudeville things. It was a... truly a variety show because mm-hmm. he put the Beatles up against like the tumbling Walendas or whatever, you know.
Right,
it was.
Right.
He put acrobats on it. It's just it was wild.
And Benny King, born in 1938, Stand By Me, There Goes My Baby, Save the Last Dance for Me, Spanish Harlem.
I mean, how many times first of all has Stand By Me been used in films and TV?
Yeah,
I mean his which is it's an iconic song.
Yeah,
holds up.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back with more fun coming up, everybody, because we got to still give some Culvers away. We got our star of the day on the way right here on The Morning Show. I love that sound. Lights, camera, Action! It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Aaliyah, Seth, and I are about to do is play maybe the most famous theme song of all time.
All right.
And if you know it, get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Not only let us know what it is, but maybe even sing along with it if you want to. That's fine, too. But and keep in mind as well, we want to give everybody a chance to play. So if you haven't won, if you have won in the last 30 days, please give it a little bit of time.
Yes.
And we do want to say a gigantic shout-out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Really, wherever you got a Culvers, you got a business that has put it back into the community. We greatly appreciate our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We've done this with them. I mean, we're doing this long before I even got here, and I've been here a while now.
That's
so
right.
We appreciate them. Get ready to call, everybody. 715-424-2600, like this person right here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Gilligan's Island.
It's a great guess. It's a great guess for not me playing 1 second of it. That's a great guess. Nice job. Nice. That's not it. That's it.
Although, that is a very famous one, I have to say. But
it's
yeah.
a great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this: if it had been that, I'd give that. I would buy him Culvers.
I mean, like, that would have been amazing.
He'd have gotten
yeah.
two meals out of that, man. Because right. I'd give him the free Culvers, and I'd give him some myself. Get ready to call up or use the Civic Media app, everybody. That same app that you are texting the word "seat" to us with to yep. play along with our go for the green or gold mm-hmm. contest. As long as you've already texted seat, you got the whole thing out.
Yep, that's
get ready
right.
to call us up with it and tell us what TV show this is from.
It is famous. I'll admit it.
And let's go ahead and see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
I'm going to say Cheers.
Yeah, you got it.
Sir, you are correct. We got to make this, of course. Oh, I don't know if I have my winning bell.
We don't have the winning bell. I forgot about that.
Well, you win either way, sir. Congratulations on that one. Knew that one right away, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Were you a fan of the show?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Seen every episode.
Old-timers, Ted, and
back in the day. Yeah, right. Coach.
Yeah. One of the few shows where they lose two main actors, or at least, main mm-hmm. to the core of the show with
sure.
Coach and then eventually Shelley Long
yep.
and bring them on. And I don't think that Woody was better than Coach. I just think that he fit the show a little bit differently.
They did a very good job of making him very different from Coach, too, in a lot of ways.
So. Yeah. I really think that Christy Alley was way better than Shelley Long. I thought she was great.
I will join you on that.
Ooh. I thought she was good. Sir, we appreciate you listening and playing along. Thanks so much. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air, but your first name?
Donald.
Yep, I thought so. It's good to talk to you again, sir. Thank you for calling up. We'll talk to you in a moment, get that information from you off air. But Donald, you are our winner for the Star of the Day for this Friday.
Yeah,
woo! Congratulations.
Now, why did I choose one of the more popular ones that we have not only done, but one of the most popular, if not the most popular theme song of all time? Well, Cheers premiered on September 30th in 1982. And so just in a couple of days away from the anniversary of Cheers.
1982. Wow.
It's crazy.
That was, and it's weird that I think about that show and how universal it was. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we look at the 90s and we think a lot about Seinfeld, it's like, it seemed like everyone was watching it. It really seemed like everyone watched Cheers.
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah.
It's on paper, a show that probably shouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
A show about a bar or centered around a bar or where the location doesn't change very much.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that works with sitcom television, especially in reasons they go to family sitcoms, is multiple rooms, kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, all of
living
that.
Room, all that.
Cheers, you barely ever left
three
Cheers.
Rooms. Yeah. There were three rooms. That was it.
Yeah, it was riveting. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bar, the
back room, and then Sam's room. Office, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to have actors and dialogue that can carry that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really impressive, not only that they were able to make that show successful, but the seasons that they
11
had.
It was 11 seasons.
Yeah, wow.
Just three rooms, basically.
And the more I get of what is a hit in television, what is successful in television, the older I get, I really genuinely think that the way to show success is you start out with these main characters and you're able to create multiple characters that the audience knows and cares about mm-hmm. going off of that. It starts out with, of course, Sam and Diane and so much of that and everything. And all of a sudden, everybody, as our caller Don was mentioning there and stuff, you've got the guys at the end of the bar. Everybody says Norm.
And there's Cliff and there's all those guys.
It's so relatable, though. Like, the characters are timeless, and they're every man, every woman, so or every person. So, yeah.
And the actors were all fantastic.
Yeah.
And those characters were not only so good, they were able to do spin-offs of those characters, right. which is the next biggest compliment I think you can give to a show, of being able to spin off of it.
It was almost more successful than I wouldn't say quite. Almost.
And rebooted again, right?
What's that? Frasier.
Yeah. Rebooted yet again.
Be listening every Friday for another edition to Be Our Next Star of the Day, everybody. We're going to have another good one lined up for you next week. I guarantee be listening for that. We'll be back with more show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. We know Don is. Don's having a better Friday. Just won himself some free Culver's.
Yeah.
Be listening next Friday for another edition of that. Big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's, and a shout out to all of you. They were playing along and, of course, have been playing along for the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest, brought to you proudly locally by Rapids Transmission. Your daily chance to win gold jewelry, $200 cash. Win one of those. Get in the running for those Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets in November. All you got to do is text us that keyword, seat. Text that to us right now, everybody. Don't even wait. Get it out of the way. S-E-A-T. Get off your seat and text us seat.
Yes.
Or do it from your seat or wherever you like. Text us that keyword. Thank you so much, everybody already playing along. We appreciate you. Be listening at the top of the 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours for another keyword. Get in on the winning. I do want to remind everybody, I do believe that the gold jewelry they're talking about is not the old Run DMC thick rope. I was a little disappointed by that.
Wow. If they're giving those away, man, wow. I'd be impressed.
I'd like to see that. Maybe that'll be the next contest.
I would like a Flava Flav clock.
Yes.
Oh, nice. There you go. Gold, of course. It's got to be gold.
Merriam-Webster which Merriam-Webster's defines as okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself here. Merriam-Webster has announced a major update for their 12th edition of the Collegiate Dictionary. They are adding more than 5,000 terms, including these that we have right here.
Okay.
Now, I think that we can have some fun with these, either learning some or kind of critiquing if does that really belong in there. I also think there's the other side too of being like, oh yeah, that belongs in there. I may be a little biased about this one, but beast mode, which Merriam-Webster defines as, quote, an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that someone adopts temporarily to overpower or an opponent in a fight or competition. This became famous from Marshawn Lynch in his run.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that the first real, I'm sure the word was around before that, but that might have been the first, like, widespread use of it.
Well, Beast Mode was in video games for a long time.
that's true.
Altered Beast or whatever that game was.
You were correct. It was Altered Beast. Yeah, yes.
A great game. Here
figuring out how you could get that on a Scrabble board.
Is it two words or one? Beast Mode, is it two or one word?
Oh, Beast Mode is one word.
It is
beast
one word. Oh,
no, I'm sorry. It's two words.
It is two words.
I assumed it. No, it's two words.
I thought it could be a hyphenated word. Anyway.
I was curious myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I love the idea of you can only add new words that will work on a Scrabble board. I love the
that should be the parameter.
It should be. It should be.
Well, Beast Mode
I'm calling it now.
No. another one. Dad bod. A physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular. This is why has mom bod not been made popularized? Why is that not
kind of I don't know. Come on.
On one side of this, I love the idea of us embracing, you know, not whatever the idea of the quote unquote perfect body and all that stuff, which is overrated, and half the people don't even find perfect anyway.
Right.
But I also am like, well, you know, we probably should be doing this for women. We probably should be like, we
that might get you slapped.
It might, but I mean, in the idea of.
Can you imagine, like, going up to a lady, hey, nice mamba.
I would never.
You're going to get slapped with her purse, you know?
If I was paid in a movie to say that, I'm not even sure if I would. I'm not sure. But I do think that as far as our opinions of these things and the way we look at them and stuff, because, of course, we normalize it for men. It makes sense. We would do that, of course. But I don't like necessarily that it isn't all for all that we're doing now.
Right.
And I also get it. It basically Leonardo DiCaprio.
And definitely don't go up to a woman and say you've got a dad bod. Don't say
No,
really going to get trouble then.
Trust me. No. Even I'm not that
right.
Dumb phone. Just all one word. A, quote, a cell phone that does not include advanced software features, such as an email or an internet browser typically found on smartphones. So I've never heard that before. Yeah. I've never heard that one before.
I know there's flip smartphones. I know that. But still, that's what I always think of when I think of a dumb phone.
I kind of like that they included this one. I'm just a little surprised it wasn't included sooner. Farm to table. Their definition, involving or advocating the direct sale for and distribution of food from its point of origin to customers.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel so strongly about this, but is that hyphenated?
Yes. I think that one is. Yes.
Is it supposed to be?
I don't know, but I'm having a very visceral reaction as you're saying these words because I can't see them on your computer. No, you don't have to show me them.
I love it.
It's just are they hyphenated? I must know.
I need somebody that is really good with grammar around. So that's fantastic. Hard pass. Hard pass shows up next. Quote, a firm refusal or rejection of something such as an offer.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I've used that on occasion myself.
Yeah. I feel like as soon as I started using that, my students stopped. Like as soon as
this is done. This is dead now.
It's no longer cool.
I have noticed that if they're using a word or a slang term I don't like, I will start to use it just so that they will not.
Because they will stop using it. Yeah.
We do this around our Gen A children all the time. Nice. They do not like us saying bruh. But we say it.
That's good.
I'm afraid that mine, if I started doing that, he'd be like super Aussie. Oh, yeah, all right. No, because we've already said stop doing that.
It cracks me up, though, when they'll come up to their dad and they'll be like, bruh, dad. And they'll just look at them. I am your father.
It's very confusing. What are you doing? What are we talking about here? Yeah.
Of all the people you can't call bruh.
Seriously.
Top of the list. Love language. Quote, a person's characteristics means of showing love or care for another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one I'm really good with. I think that that's one that we got to get more and more in the lexicon. I think that in many ways, it only not only would help us understand our own love language better, but that the fact that we make this much more of a normalized thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's fingerprints are different. Everybody loves different. Everybody receives love different and gives it differently. You know, you're fortunate every once in a while that you do run into people that have a similar one or something. But I think just like opposites attract, oftentimes different love languages attract. Mm-hmm. And that can be very difficult on a couple when I speak Italian and they speak German. And it can be difficult to kind of try to, figure that out.
Right.
But it works. Mm-hmm. You just got to make it work. You just got to find a way. I think that's one of the things we should be thinking and talking about a little bit more with all generations. I like that one. Pretty contributor.
Is that really the word?
No. Petrichor. Oh,
is it petrichor?
Yes, it is. Oh. Now I don't know.
Is it the smell of rain?
A quote, a distinctive, earthly, unusually pleasant odor that is associated with rainfall, especially.
It is petrichor.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
I don't know if I've ever heard that word before.
I have not.
You don't see it in memes all the time. I see it in memes all the time.
I don't do social media, so I miss a lot of that.
And I'm not cool. So
I mean, I knew that, but.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious. Thank you. I could not have said that word. I don't know why. I've never seen that one before. Interesting. I want to know it better. No, I don't learn. Riz, quote, a romantic appeal or charm. They have riz.
Yes, it is I found this from my children, which they stopped using, by the way. Riz is a shortening of charisma. Charisma. That's the connection.
So I was today years old when I learned the definition. I've been too afraid to even use the term because I didn't know what it meant.
Right on.
Because I'm an old fuddy-duddy.
Well, I wish kids would do that. It's not throwing words around they don't know what they mean. Yeah. That's smart.
And now I said fuddy-duddy, and I don't know if it's hyphenated. So someone text us and let me know if it's hyphenated.
Yes, please.
She's in a real crisis here. She is. It's really.
I'm in a grammar crisis.
And side eye, that is hyphenated.
Okay.
That makes sense. A sidelong glance or gaze, especially when expressing scorn, suspicion, disapproval, or veiled curiosity.
Mm. You see,
it's a wide range.
That is a wide range. I didn't realize that.
Veiled curiosity. I don't know. That's an interesting term right there.
The side eye is good. I like the whole concept of the side eye. It's even better if you can raise one eyebrow at the same time, yes. Then it works like spectacular. That's the way to do it. Yep.
If some of these terms seem like they've already been around for a while, it's because the last update to the hand copy of the Collegiate Dictionary was 22 years ago. The new edition will be released on November 18th.
Well, now that makes sense, because a lot of those terms are a lot older than I thought. They've been around for a while. Yeah.
Coming across the story, my brain immediately went to them adding new words, which we've done that story many, many times over the years.
They do that a lot,
I didn't really think about it as terms. That's interesting.
That's cool, though.
Go to Merriam-Webster. Or you can go to AP News. They've got a great article on this one. Encourage you to check that out, everybody. I don't know. Now the next one I want to know is, what are some terms that they should be adding? And we'll put this to the audience, of course.
And who decides that?
That's a great... The parameter on these things I've wanted to know for at least 10 years.
Is someone sitting in a room, like, just throwing, you know, darts at a dartboard? Let's add this word.
It's just one guy. That's why it took so long. It's just one guy doing all these things. Oh, a new word today. What is this word? Yes, we will put this in next time. Yes.
This is like consulting a Ouija board. What should I put? All right, we
got to go down to the basement, and we got to go talk to Larry. It's time. We've got to add some phrases and everything.
Poor Larry.
What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you people want from me? I added words 22 years ago.
Finally let him out after 22 years.
Love language. What do I know about love language? I've been in this basement 20 years waiting for these guys. Dumb phone. I'll tell you what a dumb phone is. Beast mode. I think that actually exists. I don't think that's a joke at all. Actually.
Okay.
Larry exists. I think
Larry is a guy.
Is he working at Merriam-Webster?
Yep.
We are working hard for you, everybody. We'll be back with another hour of show. We'll kick it off with entertainment news and wrap up with our schedule and some good stories of the day. One of those good stories is the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest, locally brought to you by Rapids Transmission. Your daily chance to win some gold jewelry, $200 cash, maybe a chance to win that Green Bay versus Minnesota tickets in November. Text us that keyword SEAT, everyone, and be listening for the next word coming up.